Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakido, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, September 14th, 2020. Welcome back, Sakido-san.
Good to be back.
Great to have you. In the last few episodes, you discussed the evolving Japanese political situation and risks to dollar-yen and yen rate. I know you've discussed this with domestic and overseas investors, politicians, bureaucrats as well. In light of all that, what are your takeaways from Suga's leadership election this past weekend? Will it affect your outlook for dollar-yen and yen rate? And what sort of scenarios should our listeners be watching for going forward?
The ruling LDP politicians met in the afternoon of the 14th and elected Yoshihide Suga as its next leader. There had been a hurlum activity surrounding the selection of Japan's next leader after current Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced his resignation in the evening of August 28th. Only 534 ballots were cast by 393 Diet members and 141 representatives of regional chapters in this election. Whereas, usual leadership election involves all rank and file party members. Suga, 377 votes, defeated former Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida, 89 votes, and former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishibe, 68 votes. The new Prime Minister will be named, and his cabinet launched at an extraordinary session of the Diet on September 16th. Note that we do not expect any major developments at the Bank of Japan BOJ meeting on September 16th to 17th. Suga has already clearly indicated that he plans to continue Abenomics economic policy and regulatory reforms. There have been no indication of change to the collaboration between the government and the BOJ. Suga garnered a majority of votes among both Diet members and regional representatives, which points to the job security for the next administration. We leave our dollar-yen, JPY rates, and JPY basis swap outlooks unchanged. Going forward, the next administration will depend on individual cabinet appointments, but fiscal risk could reduce if, firstly, fiscal management, including more of the economic measures against a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic, does not have much discernible effect on the long end of JGB curve. And secondly, a program of tests is pointed to overseas economy under the new administration, and the results of regulatory reform become clearer. The JPY yield curve will depend on, thirdly, the BOJ's yield curve control, YCC, and any change in monetary operation because of the second wave of the coronavirus. And of course, overseas investors' preference for the JPY, which depends on relative pricing versus US yields. Developments will bear watching, including for change in JPY basis. The next LDP leader will serve out the remaining year of the Abe's term until the end of September 2021, and he will dissolve the lower house and call for a general election before its term is up in October 2021.
Okay, so no change in view, but plenty to watch out for. Let's switch topics to recent current balance data. Last week, you wrote two pieces where you discussed, among other topics, cross-border flow information contained in that data. Can you take us through what Japanese investors were up to over the Obon summer holidays?
Japanese investors unloaded a net 3.9 trillion yen of external securities in July, then acquired a net 2.3 trillion yen in August. During this time, Japanese banks unloaded a net 5.1 trillion yen in July and a further 243 billion yen in August. For two straight months of net selling, Japanese banks took big gains in July. Japanese acquisition of overseas securities investment were driven by Toshin Investment Trust, 1.4 trillion yen, securities companies, 1.2 trillion yen, and trust banks, pension funds, 1.2 trillion yen during July and August summer loan. During this time, Japanese lifers acquired 407 billion yen. Lifers have been struggling with a drop in new policies and weak sales of foreign currency insurance products, and their risk preference has not been favorable. Japanese Mr. and Mrs. Watanabe retail investors have boosted securities company and investment trust flows. Market participant interest tends to focus on Japanese lifers, but it has been retail investors who have been supporting downside for Daya of late. Cash allotments to help manage the coronavirus crisis have been used for securities investing rather than for retail sales and individual private consumptions. In July, US 1.8 trillion yen, Italian 384 billion yen, and Australian 334 billion yen comprised a big portion of the medium and long-term bond buy. Japanese investors net acquired 1.9 trillion yen of US sovereign bonds and 465 billion yen of Australian bonds and 372 billion yen of Italian bonds.
Okay, so that's what Japanese investors are doing. What about overseas investors? What was their activity in the Japanese markets?
Foreigners net buying total 8.6 trillion yen in July, with 420 billion yen in net selling of stock and investment fund holdings and net buying of 2.8 trillion yen of medium to long-term bonds and 6.2 trillion yen of short-term bonds. Risk preference for Japanese stocks is weak amongst foreign investors. During this time, foreign and belly JGB asset swaps were very popular. Net buying of short-term bonds was strong by region, with Europe 6.4 trillion yen and Asia 2.1 trillion yen, and by country, the UK 8.7 trillion yen, France 3.8 trillion yen, and China 1.9 trillion yen. Japanese government has been issuing more of the TDBs to cover its coronavirus measures, and this has met demand among global investors and foreign currency reserve fund managers. OECD member countries net bought 6 trillion yen of short-term TDBs and 1.9 trillion yen of medium to long-term JGBs. Advanced economy investors appear to have increased their exposure to TDBs and JGBs as part of a strategy to rebalance their advanced economy assets.
Okay, so continued strong buying of JGBs, particularly in the very front end of the curve. To wrap things up, why don't we finish with your outlook for dollar-yen, yen rate, and dollar-yen cross-currency basis? And while you're at it, please highlight any events our listeners should be particularly mindful of.
The continuation of economics from late September onward could be viewed as positive. Japanese corporates and investors will probably be cutting back the positions out of the end of the quarter while taking a slight risk because Dayen and JPY rates have stabilized and have been range-bound. At the same time, this could also encourage investors' movement in anticipation of the coronavirus development in the second half and a fiscal response, meaning taking additional gains. Dalian stay in a narrow range of only the 20 cent last Friday. We think Dalian will continue to stay in a range of 105 to 107. JPY rates and basis are likely to stay fairly flat, given the mix of widening and narrowing factors. JPY rates and basis will likely take on direction from second half onward. We maintain our view that Dalian, JPY rates, and JPY basis will have a neutral bias for the time being.
Great analysis as always, Sugito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.